You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, it's time once again for Pop Quiz. Time for Pop Quiz. I know you guys are groaning. I warned you. You know, sometimes, you know, my show is 3 hours long. And some of you only listen to an hour at a time. And I know many of you are trying to hide from the pop quiz hour. Well, if you notice, I'm kind of mixing it up. So this time, this hour is pop quiz. So come on, get your pencils, pop quiz. Quit whining. Hurry up. No, we're not going to wait. Hurry up. Hurry up. Time is money. Pop quiz, let's go. Boy, you guys are wussies. I've never heard so much griping. It's just a pop quiz. Let's do this. Okay, are you ready? Ready? No cheating. Number one. If you're driving, then pull the car over. I don't care. Still, you should always be having your pencils ready. What is this? You always have pencils ready. You don't have any pencils in the car? Then how have you guys been doing my pop quizzes in the past? You should have, like, little pencil holders. You can do the pop quiz. Okay, everybody pulled over. Number one, how many teeth are in the average mouth? No girl jokes having bigger mouths. This is the average adult mouth. How many teeth? Okay, got that down there? All right, number two. At what age does hearing loss occur? At what age does hearing loss occur? When does it begin? Boy, what is wrong with you people? All right, pop quiz. Number three. How many feet of bowel do we have? Right? How long is the intestine? Now, I know we have 2 feet. We aren't talking about the foot feet. How long is our bowel? And be quiet during a pop quiz. No correcting my questions. How long, small and large? Now, what do you mean you're going to be, you're already being tested for this. Pop quiz. Okay, how many feet are in your bowel? Okay. No, it doesn't mean you swallowed a foot. Boy, you guys are smart, Alex. Okay, next question. How much time does a person spend on the toilet over a lifetime? Now, I'm not talking about what you did yesterday after you ate a burrito the night before. How much time does an average person spend on a toilet over a lifetime? Got that? Got to sharpen your pencil? No, we're not going to wait for you to sharpen your pencil. True or false? Butter and ice can be used to treat a burn. True or false? Butter and ice can be used to treat a burn. I don't know what kind of a burn. Burning yourself on the stove. Doesn't matter. A burn. I'm not talking about electrical burns. Quit being smart, Alec. Changes any burn. Okay, final question. True or false? The Dr. Dahlia Show is the best show ever to hit radio, and she is so pretty. Watch it. All right. Okay, you guys ready for the answers? What do you mean? No, I'm not going to review any of the questions. Okay, we're just going to go straight to answers. I got to tell you, you guys are the worst group of people to give a pop quiz to. Fail all y'all. All right, here we go. How many teeth are in the average mouth? The answer, 32. What? That's the answer. Okay, no, there's no appeal. No appeal. 32. Kids usually up at 20, then the adults up at 28. Wisdom teeth make it 32. 32 teeth. No, not 32 times 2. 32 combined, top and bottom. Okay, forget it. I'll have to review dentistry all over with you guys. Next question. At what age does hearing loss occur? What answer was that? You guys know the answer to that one? Actually, at any age, hearing loss can occur. You know, many of us, we start losing our hearing, you know, as we're teenagers because of loud music. We usually, though, on average, see people in their 40s start to lose their hearing. But the most progressive amount of hearing loss happens in your 50s, mid-50s. Mm-hmm. Got that? The most progressive amount of hearing loss happens in your 50s. Okay, go get your hearing checked. Okay, that's the moral of that one. Next one. How many feet of bowel do we have? If you stretch out your intestines, small intestine, large intestine, how large? How long? Okay. pretty close to 30 feet. 30 feet. That's multiple times your height. 30 feet. That's right. That's right. About 22 feet of the small intestine. Large intestine is about 5 feet. Okay. Not in girth, in length. 5 feet. Yeah. Interesting side note. The surface area, the absorptive surface area of the small intestine, which absorbs all your nutrients, almost 2,700 square feet. That's a house. That's the size of a pretty nice house. 2,700 square feet of surface area that the intestine absorbs. Pretty cool stuff. So about 30 feet in length are your intestines. Transit time, usually about 40 hours from eating to the end of your colon. That's why many of you who think gum sits in your body for 20 years, not true. Usually transit time is about 40 hours, okay? Next, how much time does a person spend on the toilet over a lifetime? All right. Various studies say about 3 years. 3 years of your life is spent on the toilet. That's why you need to download the Dr. Dahlia app. This way you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show and not lose all that. 3 years, you're losing 3 years of your life sitting on the toilet. Now, I want you to poop, but if you're going to spend that much time, you might as well learn something and, you know, kill two birds with one stone. Right? Okay. Next. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia show. We are doing a pop quiz. No, don't turn it off. We're almost done. All right. Next time, be on time. True or false? Butter and ice can be used to treat a burn. The answer is false. Never use butter on a burn. And we don't like to put ice on a burn. You don't put ice. You use cool water. Ice could actually cause more damage. So we recommend cool water on a burn. Now, yes, have I ever put ice on my burns? Absolutely. That's what my mom told me to do as a kid. But this, the doctors are telling you, like this doctor here, you use cool water, run it under cold water, or you could get a bag, throw some ice into the water, let the ice melt, that cold water, apply it to a burn. No butter, no ice, no whipped cream, no chocolate sauce, nothing. And then final question, true or false, the Dr. Dahlia show is the best show ever to hit the radio. And she is so pretty. That was true. Come on, true. You know what? Forget it. I'm gonna make the test harder next time. That was ridiculous. Honestly, and insulting. Don't go away, a lot of medical news coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Pitiful, just pitiful.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called NovaJoint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,743.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,786.63, $893.32 for a half ounce, or $446.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,786.63, $893.32, and $446.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dial. So many of you have been kind of scratching your head on this one. When Hillary Clinton, a few hours before the next presidential debate, decides to come out and say, I'm the one responsible for the Benghazi attacks. Four of her people were killed. My department denied them the additional security. President Obama, completely free in the clear, didn't know about it. He doesn't make these decisions, all right? Usually, it's our department and our bad, so Obama's in the clear. Go on now to the debate. All right, and so many of us are like, oh, that's what happened. So it was all Hillary's fault. It was all Hillary's fault. Now, you would think the president would say, okay, Hillary, you know, thank you, but ultimately I'm in charge. I am the commander-in-chief. I don't think we've heard that yet. No, he's gonna let Hillary take the blame. Just ironic that it, you know, news comes out, you know, the day of his next presidential debate, in which he was probably gonna get a lot of slack for the whole Benghazi incident and, you know, lack of listening to their request for security and, then purporting it was a YouTube video for 2 weeks. And so Hillary made a case that, you know, it's very plausible that, President Obama will not hear any of this type of, news, nor Biden. Because their department handles it, and, he's usually kept out of the loop. So, for being out of the loop for a couple weeks, kind of, norm. Same old, same old. I'm a little confused, because President Obama made a statement I believe it was today, that he actually is taking sides with the whole American Idol Nicki Minaj Mariah Carey feud. All right? Yeah. From what I understand, President Obama, okay, obviously is out of the loop. He's our commander-in-chief, but he has to delegate. I mean, you know, he can't micromanage, right? Can he? I mean, he has to delegate and allow Hillary Clinton to do her thing. Yet he appears to be extremely involved in the whole Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey feud that happened on American Idol. And, from what I understand is, really getting involved. Okay. I thought actually he was taking Mariah Carey's side. All right. I haven't seen the video. I don't care because, you know, I'm very concerned about national security. I'm concerned about what's been going on, in Benghazi. I really haven't been following the Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey issues because, there's just so many other things going on. You know, from what I understand, Obama did a call-in interview to the Yo show. And Obama told radio DJ Michael Yo, I think that they are going to be able to sort it out. I am confident. Okay? Now, of course, this was just imperative that he comes out with an American Idol statement. All right? Because thousands, millions of voters watch American Idol, and they need to know that Obama's got their back, all right? Obama rallied for peace between the two divas, and he said, I'm all about bringing people together, working for the same cause. I think both outstanding artists are going to be able to make sure that they're moving forward and not backwards. But Mariah, Obama said, has done some events for us. I've gotten to know her and Nick Cannon. She is a wonderful lady. He says, Nikki, I don't know, but I've got her on my iPod. So there you go. Our commander in chief has now just demonstrated to us that he is all over American Idol trivia minutia. I'm sure TMZ is reporting this, and we could all feel safe knowing we have President Obama very closely watching the whole American Idol feud. Yet, because he's so busy with this, Hillary Clinton has to be the one in charge of our security overseas, and she messed up. And her messing up causes her to take the fall, so Obama is in the complete clear, going into the next debate. All right. Does that make sense to everybody? It makes perfect sense to me. Absolutely perfect sense. All the young voters are happy. All of us who are kind of wondering what the heck is going on and why were we told this all had to, you know, deal with the YouTube video, especially at the United Nations. Why was that, touted as the reason? It's because it's all Hillary Clinton's fault. The commander-in-chief is too busy. Too busy. Cannot be expected to be everywhere. He's got to be on The View. He's got to deliver pizzas to his volunteers, and he's got to get involved and download on his iPad Nicki Minaj so he can make an educated opinion on what is going on between Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj. I mean, the guy's busy, guys. I mean, he is really, we're really getting our money's worth. Our taxpaying dollars, we're getting our money's worth on what Obama's doing. All right, so where do we go from here? What happens to Hillary Clinton? I bet she gets elected. I bet she's still going to be our next female Democratic president. I bet after everything is said and done and Obama's out of office. Okay. Well, remember, she has Bill Clinton who could speak at her Democratic convention too. Again, that's everybody's secret weapon. You're running for office, get Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton will. I mean, even Republicans will listen to Bill Clinton. All right. So remember, she's got him who can make a speech. Okay. And trust me, he wants back in the White House. He probably doesn't like where he's living. All right. I'm sure he wants back in the White House. You know, they treat you good. And then you have a lot of, women and cigars. I think he wants back in the White House. Okay. And, for her, she will now be able to say, look, I took the fall for Obama and for the White House. I had the cojones to do that. I made a mistake. I got the guts to do it, and everybody is going to love her for it. So I bet this move isn't going to ruin her political career, but will actually launch her to the presidency in 2016 or 2020. I know everybody says she's too old. I don't think so. Remember, our life expectancy is going up. Honestly, the Democrats are going to want to vote the next woman president. They are. They're going to want, I mean, the Republicans would like to too, but it's not going to be this elect. God willing, Romney and Ryan come into the White House. But from what I understand, people don't think Sarah Palin would run or could win. So the next female president is probably going to be Hillary Clinton. And she is going to use this later as a win. She took the fall for Obama. Remember, most Democrats don't like Obama, and they don't like Biden. Many people have been saying, oh, we should have had her. So for her to later throw Obama under the bus will actually help her, and it'll help her attract Republicans. You know, don't think all of this is reality TV where it happens in real time and it's all a surprise and the script is written as they go. All right? This is a brilliant move on her part. To the Democrats, it looks like she's sticking her neck out to help Obama, right? And then later, when she says, look, I had to do this, he screwed up, and I had to take the fall, the Republicans are going to say, are going to probably like that. And so she's going, not all the Republicans, though. So she's going to be able to use this to her advantage in the next election. So it'll be very interesting. What does that mean about our commander-in-chief? I really don't know. I would really like to know what we've hired him to do. I'm still waiting. If any of you guys get any idea and could clue me in, please tell me. All right, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, in medical news, there was a study that said boys who discontinue their treatment for ADHD, all right, end up actually having issues later in life, emotional, social well-being, etc. They say 9% of children age 4 to 17 are diagnosed with ADHD. I think it's more. Okay. The study published Monday said half the participants were diagnosed with ADHD during childhood, stopped taking their medications. Men with ADHD were recruited for the study during childhood. Let me just, I'm sorry, I don't want to just read this because it's kind of a boring article. All right, let me see. The men with ADHD were 7 times more likely to drop out of school and made an average of $40,000 less per year than their non-ADHD counterparts. Men who had been ADHD grew up more than twice likely to be divorced. 16% of these men had a form of personality disorder. 36% of the men with ADHD had actually gone to prison at least once, compared to 11% of the non-ADHD group. Okay, what's the big deal about this article? This is what I told you guys about these medications with these kids. Okay, there's a point where you can't take these kids off their medications. And then we as doctors and we as parents and we as teachers need to then come to the realization, is ADHD a lifelong condition that you need to medicate them for life? Or don't let them get started on medication, work on them behavioral-wise, because it's very hard to stop the medication once you put them on. All right, guys, we've got a lot more to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Okay, stop boogieing. We got a lot to talk about. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC. You can boogie if you want. It's good to exercise. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Definitely want you to boogie on down with us on the Dr. Dolly cruise. Right? We are going cruising, and it's going to be amazing. Some of you have asked, you know, is it going to be a lot of 70s music? Is it going to be like Love Boat? First of all, I thought the Love Boat was cool, but no, things have changed in 40 years. These cruises are pretty cool. Now, yes, some of these cruise ships have something called the Lido deck. Yes, but it's kind of the coolest place on the boat. So, and I don't know about this ship. We're kind of taking the Celebrity Celsius, which is supposed to be one of the biggest ships ever to go up and do these Alaskan cruises. But there won't be Doc. There won't be Isaac or Gopher. But you got me and a bunch of other people coming. So it's going to be a very fun trip. So please check it out. Going to Alaska next summer with the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Go to our website,
to check that out. Don't forget a little bit later when you guys are on Facebook to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. Just search it out, find us, and please connect. I try not to inundate you guys with too many posts, but I also try to give you the most important stuff as we get it. A lot of crucial stuff comes in, and any way I could communicate with you when I'm off the air, I want to. Don't forget also to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so we were talking about, a bra that a company designed that could help detect breast cancer. And some of you men were like, wait a second, I want some boxer briefs that do something cool. Well, they have come out. Looks like somebody answered your request. And they have come out with something called Smart E-Pants. That's what they're called Smart E-Pants, as in Smarty Pants. Okay? And what these pants do is give an electrical shock to prevent bed sores. Now, the Smarty Pants stimulate muscles, it relieves pressure, boosts blood supply, improves perfusion to paralyzed or bed-bound patients. If these do become distributed in hospitals routinely, they could then prevent the sores, pressure ulcers that hit millions of us each year. Also, remember, keep in mind, with the new Medicare rules now, where Medicare is going to punish and what's the word for it? I was thinking about it the other day. Why am I thinking about it? Basically, I don't know why I'm having a brain fart. It's because I'm looking at these underwear. Well, basically, what Medicare is planning to do on any hospital that has a readmission or any hospital that ends up having a secondary complication, Medicare just won't pay for it. Okay? Or you will actually lose up to 3% of your collections from Medicare. So they basically tax you, or they basically dissuade you from having people come back and be readmitted, which hospitals are dealing with by just not allowing you to be admitted to begin with. Or you get a bed sore, Medicare won't pay for it. Now, remember we talked about this 2 years ago? If there is any adverse event that occurs in the hospital, you get a bed sore, you get a UTI, you get a little dizzy, you stand up, you fall, and you break a hip, Medicare will not pay. They're going to say it's the hospital's fault. Now, will the hospital gladly pay the bill? We don't know. Now, the hospital, of course, is going to have to still take care of you because you're in the hospital. All right? But the penalty actually is extended not so much to them, but to you. You break your leg, hospital has to be responsible for your orthopedic surgery. Are they going to fly in the best of the best from UCLA or Mayo Clinic or Rochester? No. All right, they're going to need to do it as cheaply, as inexpensively as possible. When you get a bed sore, these things can fester. These things can go deep. They could go all the way to the sacrum. I mean, these could be pretty nasty. It could take years for repair. Now, on one end, some of you are like, well, good. I want the hospitals to be on their toes. Okay? Right? If they know that they could get penalized, they got to get their acts together, and they need to help protect you. Okay, well, true. That's fine. The problem is sometimes things happen beyond your control. All right? I mean, you know, there isn't a nurse at your bedside 24/7. If so, your hospital rates are going to have to skyrocket. And since insurance doesn't pay or allow rates to go up, they usually cut back the rates. There's no money to have a nurse with you 24/7. So you get a little dizzy trying to go to the bathroom. You lose your balance. You fall and break your hip. Now you're in a position where you have a broken hip. Medicare is not going to pay for it. Hospital doesn't want to pay for it. What kind of care are you going to get? So, honestly, the patients are the ones that seem to get hurt the most. But, you know, this bed sore underwear may actually be a pretty good idea. So they say the pants look like normal underwear but contain pockets for electrode pads on the buttocks. You can probably stick your iPhone in there, too. And they trick the muscles into contracting with small electric shocks. This relieves pressure, boosts some blood supply, perfusion, more oxygen, nutrients get to the area. In a trial, 33 severely ill patients, including victims of car and motorcycle crashes, who had broken hips or multiple sclerosis or diabetes, who are more prone to bed sores and ulcers, wore the Smarty Pants for 4 days a week up to 2 months. And what they found was a drop in 10 to 30% of, let me take a look at this. Hold on. Let me read out. They did that. Tiny electric shocks for 10 seconds every 10 minutes. It didn't hurt. Okay? It didn't hurt. And what we found was, and I'm looking here for the exact number, and of course they don't give it. Oh, come on. Are you flipping kidding me? Oh, they make me look stupid. And I'm sorry. I've been saving paper, so I've been using my computer. So when my computer freezes, I have to sit here and go, la, 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 la. Okay. Anyway, this is the latest. All right. Everybody wearing the underwear remained sore free. As long as they were on these special mattresses that also turned you. You know, they have these mattresses that will turn you every now and then so you aren't just sitting on one spot. So now we're talking about a very, very small study. We're only talking about 33 patients. But for them to be sore free, this thing rocks. So pretty cool stuff. Now, I know many of you are like, wait a second. Who's going to be putting on my underpants? Why would I want to get naked? You're already naked in the hospital, people. You haven't been in the hospital, have you? You're already naked. So I would rather them give me a pair of underpants and be covered than to not. So I'm for it. I don't care if they have to dress me up in underwear. I'll take it. What I recommend my patients do is whenever they are in the hospital out of state and they go, look, I'm worried he's been in the hospital for 3 days, etc., always remind the nurse to talk to the doctor about occupational therapy or physical therapy, because a lot of times when I was a student, I saw this happen all the time. You admit the patient because they're sick with something, okay? So you make sure they get their fluids, okay? Many times you don't feed them because certain tests have to be done without them being fed, right? Or they can't be fed because they're going to be operated on. Okay, so they get some fluids, maybe with a little bit of sugar or saline, etc. Usually not fed. They may get the antibiotics, pain medicines, etc. Okay, next day comes around, doctor checks on them. So far, so good. They're stable. Let's order some blood work and see where they're at. Well, a couple days go by, and patient's still not fed. Patient's still not moved. Now, 2-3 days can happen very quickly in hospital time. I know for those of us in the hospital, it seems like it drags. But in terms of doctor time and rounding on your patients, days could go by. One of my friend's fathers, kind of like a godfather to me, had been in the hospital for 4 or 5 days, and I finally realized nobody was feeding him. All right, he was on the ventilator, and even though no, you don't stick food down the ventilator, you give them something called TPN, right, which is your nutrition transparentally. It's basically they could give it through IV. It's able or through your gastric tube, and they were able to give food that way. And he hadn't been fed in 4 or 5 days. Immediately they start to feed him. Of course, you know, kidneys look better, liver looks better. You know, I always remember that as a patient. Don't forget to feed the patient. Don't forget to feed him, but also don't forget to move him. Now, a lot of times too, I urge my patients, if you're ever in the hospital, ask the doctor to remove the sheet and take a peek at you. Many times when we do rounds on the patients, you're all tucked in, right? You're all tucked into your blanket and your sheet, and you're like, you're good? Everything's good? We out? Good? Okay, you're fine? Feeling a little better? Okay, we'll get you moving. Fine. You got to lift up the sheet. Are they developing a rash? Are they developing any bed sores? So if nobody's looked at under the sheet in a couple days, ask the nurse or doctor to do it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website.
RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, where some of you have been following this Zumba prostitute case. Right, where there was a Zumba instructor, 29-year-old Alexis Wright, who has been accused of being paid to have sex, or of, being paid to have sex by clients of her exercise studio, turning the Zumba studio into a brothel. Well, from what we understand, the police department has released the name of her clients. The list of names I'm not going to go through. It's a bunch of men's names. And they've been now publicly strewn all over the internet, kind of embarrassing. And, of course, there many of them have lawyers trying to get the names off the Internet and out of being released because they fear it's going to endanger their privacy. They say many of these people are businessmen, lawyers. Many of them come from Portland. And fathers, husbands, boyfriends, prominent citizens, business owners, etc. They say, police say more than 150 people are suspected of being clients of the prostitute, and many of them were videotaped without their knowledge. Kim Akeley, a local real estate agent, said that disclosure of the names of the people accused will cause temporary pain for families, but it's only fair because others who are accused of embarrassing crimes don't get breaks. I don't really think I need to know the names of the people. Maybe it's because I don't live in Portland and I really don't care. I do think it's important for the families to know that their clients were in that list, so then the wife could go or the partners could go and get checked for STDs. I think these men who are upset that their privacy has been invaded, I mean, you know, shouldn't have done the deed. You know, keep in mind, you know, a lot of people think there's no consequences when you cheat on somebody. You know, yeah, maybe you'll fall in love with them and you'll have a broken heart. That's what most people think. Maybe they could get caught, but if so, they already have a list of excuses, or I'll make my spouse feel like it's their fault. They, you know, didn't take care of themselves, etc. What people don't realize is that they could actually lose their career over it, that it could be completely strewn all over the cybersphere and everybody know about it. All right, think about it. And then on top of that, there could be a sex tape of you guys. Sex tape. All right, many of these encounters were videotaped. Now, you know, you may not be as famous as some Hollywood people, right? I understand sex tapes are now the fast pass to become famous in Hollywood. I get that. Keep in mind, I mean, not only are you guys going to lose your family, but you could also lose your job. And unfortunately, many people are more worried about their job than they are about their family. And I hope this teaches a lot of you that, you know, cheating isn't going to be all that easy to do, that the consequences and the sequela could probably follow you for the rest of your life, especially now that things are being videotaped and being put into print. So my recommendation would be to just not do it, okay? There's many other ways for you to enjoy yourself without cheating on the spouse. Okay, so what's going on here? All right, somebody's complaining that their customers steal 30,000 napkins a month and even take the fittings around the toilet. All right, so celebrity chef has complained, Jamie Oliver, that he loses 30,000 customized linen napkins. Oh, poor baby. So much theft. He says, I've noticed in the recession, people steal napkins. We now lose about $30,000 a month. You know, I remember in one of our poorest times, my mom had bought us a loaf of bread, and she would have us sneak into a McDonald's, and we would grab jelly. And she also told us to grab any forks and knives and napkins. And then we would race back, and we would eat jelly sandwiches. That's what we do. And, in the recession, people are going to steal things. I notice it's a lot more harder to get your napkins out of these fast food places. You know what? There's a statute of limitations. I don't think, you know, McDonald's is going to go after us. I mean, this was years ago. And it's a shame. I feel bad. Hey, trust me. I have given back to McDonald's 10 million-fold, all right, in terms of monetary compensation of purchasing their goods. So I think they're happy with me. But that's what people do. They definitely steal things. Salt shakers. Don't have those little fancy salt shakers. Those always get stolen, too. So, guys, keep in mind that if you're going to steal toilet paper, that, you know, you're actually stealing from somebody. And, it may make them cry. Now, for those of you that aren't really happy with some of the changes in Los Angeles that's going on, you're going to like this one. The mayor now wants to allow illegal immigrants to get library cards and debit cards. This ID card, all right, is dubbed the City Service Card. This will allow access for illegal immigrants that are living there, library, other city services, could also be activated as a debit card. And this is to allow illegal immigrants to better integrate into society. They say the card would allow economically marginalized residents to become accountable and integrated into their communities. Really? Really? Don't our taxpaying dollars pay for these city services? Don't they pay for library, you know, et cetera? I guess, and now, of course, giving them ID, that's great. I think they do have to pay $10 or $20 for the ID. Will they use this ID to vote? Probably. An estimated 450,000 Los Angelenes do not have a bank account. The debit card feature would give users access to banking services such as direct deposit, electronic payment options, as well as international and domestic money transfers. Now, I don't know much about direct deposit, except it's utilized pretty frequently by employers so that employers could deposit your paycheck right into your account. So let me get this straight. We're trying to make it easier for illegal immigrants who should not be working for many of these companies anyway to get direct deposit from their employer. Because if you are an illegal immigrant, it's very difficult for you to walk into the bank to cash your check. So now we could do direct deposit. All right, I think making things easy is very, very nice. You know, I like that America is looked upon as kind of nice to be nice. But, you know, when you make it this easy for illegal immigrants to sneak in here illegally and then integrate into society, right, without there ever being any consequences, why do we even have a regular immigration process? And then who in their right mind would go through the regular immigration process? It's easier to slip in through California, get your debit card, get your ID, get a job, right, with the work permits. Don't ask, don't tell. So you're not going to tell because no one's going to ask you if you're illegal. And, I mean, if that's the case, if this is what we're going to do, just let people illegally integrate, then can we please save money then on the immigration, all those millions of dollars we're giving ICE and Homeland Security? I mean, if we're not going to deport, we're not going to screen, and we're going to give them incentives that the U.S. citizens are paying taxes on, can you at least save the taxpayer money? Such that we don't have to pay for an actual system for people to become immigrants. I just don't get that. And if these illegal immigrants need direct deposit, electronic payment, international and domestic money transfers, is somebody going to suggest that maybe these illegal immigrants actually start paying taxes? Actually file a tax return? Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, we can't do that. We cannot ask them to pay taxes. But they could use our schools. They could use our libraries. They could use our public services. We're talking about, you know, every now and then there's a child or a student that you see being interviewed on CNN. Like the last one I saw was in Harvard. She was so afraid that she was going to have to leave Harvard because her family had brought her here illegally and she was able to sneak through the system up to the point where she got into Harvard. Are we really going to kick this poor little girl out of Harvard? You know how many of us U.S. citizens want to get into Harvard and we can't? Now, they're really making it easier on people who aren't citizens. Makes you wonder what the benefit is to be a citizen. Oh, you get to vote, Dr. Dahlia. Really? Yeah, we get to vote. And they don't? Don't go away, guys. We've got another hour coming up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. Can't wait to see you.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.